Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, this craziness just never goes away. It just keeps coming back over and over and over again. The government wants to take over your life in every way, shape, and form they possibly can. Even now with Trump in there, you're still going to have people out there that are just a little wacko crazy trying to make things happen. I'm going to cover this first segment here, something that actually started a couple years ago. There was a big push for it about a year ago in 2016. Now we're 2017, and it's back again. It's raised its ugly head, and that is the concept of U.S. savings rates and how the Americans are not saving at the rate of their personal income that they used to. They used to save a much larger percentage. In fact, there's a chart here that they start the article out with, and this is in the Wall Street Journal, by the way, if you want to look this up. But it shows the monthly data, seasonally adjusted source, U.S. Bureau of Economics analysis. And it shows that back in the 70s, the average American family was saving between 12 and 15% of their income. Fast forward to the 2000s, and they were saving 2 to 3% of their income. And now, fast forward to our era, they're saving from 4 to 5% of their income. So it's still quite low. And the article goes on and it says, Obama's administration made a push to get people to save more for retirement, even outside the realm of the 401k. It introduced a regulation that encourages states to set up retirement savings plans with automatic enrollment features for the private sector employees. That's private sector employees. The Labor Department has unveiled a proposal to enable large cities to create similar funds. Opponents have said such plans crowd out competition from the private sector, and Congress blocked this plan. Well, they had one last year, the same thing. They wanted to take 3% of your income, and the employer put up 3% of your income and put it in this fund that the government controlled. Now, remember, we've already got a government-controlled retirement fund. It's called Social Security, and we've all seen what they've done with that. They've destroyed it. They've spent all the money. You let the government have access to your money, it's going to go away. They had another plan a couple years before that where they wanted to actually make you liquidate your 401k and IRAs and put all the money into a government annuity plan. They would pay you from government bonds something like 1% or 2% return on your money. And now they've got this, this thing comes back up again. It just keeps rearing its ugly head about savings. In a minute, I'm going to cover why I believe savings is just a misnomer. Anyway, it's not really the problem, but they just keep bringing this thing up. And the next part, it says, what is their solution? Some initial believers in the 401k think measures don't go far enough. Ms. Gilboard wants to ditch the 401k altogether. She and Blackstone Group President Tony James are recommending a mandated government-run savings system that would be administrated by Social Security Administration and managed by investment professionals. While both are Democrats, they believe their solution would be bipartisan. Goes on and says she has already reached out to President-elect Donald Trump advisors to float this new plan. So there it is. It's back in our face again. Now, why is it that the government thinks we need to take a larger and larger and larger percentage of our disposable income and give it to them? Now, they're saying it's because we can't save money. Saving money is not why people are having a hard time retiring at this point. People are having a hard time retiring because of two reasons. Number one, they have the wrong definition of retirement. And number two, there's no return on the money you save. What good does it do you to save even $1 million if you're used to living on $100,000, $200,000 a year? You're not going to last for even 5 to 10 years even. So savings isn't the solution. The solution is income. You have to produce enough passive income to replace your earned income to allow you to stop earning by working. If you want to get out of employment, you still have to have income. So where do you get the income? In the old days, the plans were fairly simple. You saved a lot of money. You bought CDs and bonds. The bonds would pay anywhere from 5 to 10%, depending on what kind of bonds they were. CDs pay anywhere from 10 to 15%, depending on what kind of CDs they were. And, you know, if you had $1 million, you made $150,000 a year or somewhere around that number. So you have replaced your income. But in this day and age, with interest rates being 1 to 2%, it's not working anymore. And that's the problem. The problem is not that people can't save money. Now, they're saying people are saving less money. The reason they're saving less money is because it's not doing them any good to save it. What good does it do you to save? You know, and earn 1% on your money in your savings account? It's useless. You put it in the stock market, it may go up, it may go down, you may lose it. Rule one in all investing is don't lose money. There's a guy in here that invented the 401k. He said himself, hey, it's terrible. It didn't work. I lost half of my net worth in the last stock market crash. It just doesn't work, right? So what does work, folks? You have to buy yourself passive streams of income. How do you do that? You have to own real estate or small businesses that you work on and not in. One of the two. I own 3 real estate companies. They sell real estate. I'm not a real estate broker. I'm not a real estate agent. I just own the real estate companies. I manage the business. My broker manages all of the brokerage conditions and agents and so on and so forth. And I have administration to handle the rest of it. I have accounting departments. I don't do anything in those companies other than operate the companies, you know, make the business decisions at the top. I could go away for months and those businesses would still operate. Lifestyles Unlimited is another business I own, and it operates 90% without me. The only 10% that I'm still involved in is I still do radio shows, and I still teach once a month. 2 days out of the month, I'm actually at the office doing something for the company. The radio show's done out of my home office here. I do this right from my own little studio. So I'm not working in these businesses. I'm not the consultants. I'm not the person doing the work. So they are still businesses. I also own real estate, own apartment complexes. I don't go to the apartment complexes. I don't operate the apartment complexes. In fact, I don't even supervise the operation of the apartment complexes because I have management companies that do that. So I am, in all intents and purposes, retired. And could stay retired. I could have somebody else do the radio shows tomorrow. I could have somebody else do my one seminar a month and be completely retired, except I'd be bored as, you know, all get out probably, and wouldn't fulfill my giving back need, which I have this need to give back for everything I've been so blessed to get. So now we're looking at this thing of saying, what is this deal? The deal is just another power struggle from the government, because they want to control more of your money. That's all it is. And it's not going to solve any more problems. You've already got Social Security, which is not solving the problem. You've got 401ks, which are not solving the problem. Now they want to create another layer of government-organized money theft and hope that that's going to solve the problem further. I don't think so, guys. Here's the problem. Retirement is not a bundle of money. Retirement is a stream of income. That's the misconception. Yeah, everybody out there thinks if you pile a pile of money high enough that you can live off that pile until you die. Your goal, though, is to die before you run out of money. Because there's no more money coming in, you've got to die before you run out of money. The real goal should be to replace your earned income with passive streams of income. Now, in the old days, like I said, CDs, bonds, they worked well. But in this day and age, you're not going to earn enough to retire. You go out there and you buy yourself a rent house and you make $500 a month positive cash flow. you're not getting $500 a month from your savings account, even if you got $1 million in the bank. Even if you've got $1 million in the bank, you're only earning $400 a month or something like that. It's ridiculous. I don't even think it's $400 a month. So if you go out there and buy yourself five red houses, right, you get $2,500 a month of income coming in. And this income is tax deferred because of depreciation and maybe, if done correctly, tax free, if done correctly. This is the changes you need to see and make. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about savings and how the government's got it all messed up in their head and what they're thinking is the solution to this thing. We're talking about what the definition of retirement really is. My definition is completely different than anybody else's definition. I retired at 34 years of age, 2.5 years after I started investing in real estate. We have had hundreds, if not thousands, of people over the years that have reached this same level of retirement, which means simply this. We've replaced our earned income with passive income. So we no longer need to get up and go to work to earn the same amount of money. So I was earning $70,000 a year when I worked in corporate America, and I was taking home about $40,000 after taxes and benefits and 401ks and all that stuff. So I only needed to replace with tax-free income $40,000. It only took me 2.5 years to do that. It wasn't that difficult because I didn't have a very high-earning job, so I had less to cover. But if you had a higher-earning job, you would have more money to be able to invest than I did, and so you could move as quickly. We're seeing people take typically anywhere from fast-track people that are just go-getters and people that have lots of money that just all they have to do is invest it and they're already there, 2 years to medium length. The time it takes for people to replace their income is more like 4 to 5 years. And the long-term plan that I wrote when I first wrote my first manual was 7 years, which is so simple. I mean, if you just about anybody could retire within 7 years, taking a very small percentage of your income, 10% of your income a year, and investing it into houses, within 7 years, you'd have enough to replace your personal income. So it's a completely different definition of retirement. The problem with people is that people see retirement as a place, an ending of something. And they figure, once I retire, my income's never going to go up from there. It's going to go down because I'm going to be eating into my savings accounts and eating up my principal at some point. And so my return on my investment's going to get smaller because I'll have a smaller investment. And that life is going to be progressively more difficult to complete. What I found to be true was, once I had been able to replace my income, I continue to purchase new properties every year for a 30-year period of time, and now I make more money than I made, you know, ever before. And I really almost every year I did. I don't know, would be inaccurate to say that I actually tracked that down. It was exactly right. But in my recollection, almost every year I made more. And if it wasn't 1 year, then the next year we made up for it. But it always seemed to go up because we're always buying larger properties. We were selling off the smaller properties, increasing the size of the properties as well as the numbers of the properties and the other types of businesses I've owned. I've owned many different types of businesses alongside owning real estate. I owned a mortgage company, but I got out of that right before the big giant mortgage crash. I saw people were doing mortgages that were illegal. They were doing these loans where they would say, if you can breathe on the mirror, you qualify, and they were lending money to people that couldn't pay it back. I saw that as just a disaster waiting to happen. So I closed the mortgage company down, and I'm glad I did, because a lot of people, you know, lost everything in the mortgage fraud business. So I got out of that. I've had other types of businesses too, and you know, I've had AC company business for a while that managed all of my properties for me. You know, maintenance company, et cetera, property management companies. I've had my own property management companies. So you know, you have all these different kinds of businesses, and the idea is to set them up from the very beginning where you don't have a job in them. That's the key to all of it. And you know, when I started with single family houses, I did take care of my own single family houses. As I got into larger properties, I'd put managers in, and I didn't manage them anymore. I supervised them. When I got larger, then I put supervisors over the managers. And when I got larger than that, then I put management companies over the supervisors, over the managers. All the while having accounting people to do the accounting work, because when I first started, I did all my own accounting. But that was a progression to retirement. What I'm suggesting that you do is that you can do it either way. You can progress your way to retirement like I did, or you can go out there and just buy yourself something that is already managed and that you don't have to manage, either by buying yourself an apartment complex that has a management company running it, or by buying it as a passive with deals that other people are operating so you don't have to do the operations and spend your time. These are the many choices you have available to you as an investor to keep you in the retirement mode mentality. Now, a lot of people have a hard time with that. One, because they know that they can make money with their time. And so it's very hard to let go of making money with your time, because trading time for money is the easiest way to make money. You don't have to be very smart to trade time for money and make money. But being able to invest and make money without spending your time, just by being smart and educated on what you're doing, is a more difficult approach. So people would rather take the lazier approach, which is to say, I stopped learning when I got out of high school, or I stopped learning when I got out of college. I'm as smart as I'm ever going to be, so I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. But if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. And if you think you're going to get different, that's the definition of insanity. That's the problem, is that people think that if I do more of what isn't working, I'm going to get a different result. No, you're not. You're not going to get a different result. You're going to get the same result, just more of the same result, which is mediocrity. And if you want to live your life in total mediocrity, that's fine. I don't think you're listening to this radio show, though. I think if you're bothering to listen to my radio show, you're looking for a fig leaf. You're looking for something saying, okay, I'm skeptic. I don't believe everything I'm told. Hey, look, I don't expect you to believe anything. I expect you to come look into it and find out. We've been doing this for 26 years. You know, we're in three cities in offices that have been there. We're all over the country with members and groups. This is something that is foundational. It is changing the lives of thousands of people. And you can be a part of it also. This is not like all the other stuff, multi-level marketing. This is not like flipping and wholesaling. This is not like, you know, 1-900 numbers or 1-800 numbers or, you know, drop shipping. All these different weird things people have tried to sell your whole life on, you know, side businesses. They're not real. Real estate is real. It's tangible. It's an asset. It goes up in value. It doesn't go anywhere. I've never lost a house. I've never had one run away from home. Never lost one. I always found when I went back there, they were right there. It's an amazing thing. The opportunities to get in are unlimited. The cash available is unlimited. And with Lifestyles Around, the information is unlimited. There's nothing keeping you from changing your life, except the desire that you don't want to work until you're 65 years old, that you want to work another 2 to 5 years and get out of this thing and go ahead and start thinking about retirement. If you want to get in this conversation with me, I'm going to open up the phone lines after this break here. Our number is 877-711-5211. I want to hear your opinion. How are you going to retire? Call me up. Tell me, how are you going to retire? What do you got in plan, and when are you going to retire? What age? What age are you going to step out and get the rest of your life? Not the end of your life, but the beginning of your new life. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we've been discussing on how do you plan to retire and when. And I've asked you to call in if you've got an answer to that question. Our number here is 877-711-5211. Holding now through the break is Dennis out of Dallas. Hey, Dennis, how can we help you today?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, Dennis.
Okay, great. Hey, well, I went to your seminar on Saturday, so I'm pretty new at this whole thing, and I was pretty impressed, I gotta tell you. I actually just talked to Megan this morning and kind of needed direction. You've got so much information that it's a little overwhelming to somebody who's never had anything to do with any of this. I mean, pretty crazy.
It's like drinking out of a fire hose, isn't it? Which class did you go to, Dennis? Who taught your class?
Oh gosh, you know what? I don't remember his name.
David Fisher? Was it David?
Yes. I think it was. Yeah, young guy. I'm old. I'm 60, so gosh, I started looking at things and I'm thinking,
welcome to the club, Dennis. I'm 60 also. We're the same age, man.
I heard your show on 401ks, and you're right. I mean, one 401k that I have right now, I mean, I started that in 2007, and there's about $70,000 in there. That's it. And I mean, yeah, I'm not making any money on it, really. Not for 10 years of saving. And that was saving. I was saving almost 20% of my check, and I still only have $70,000, and I make somewhere around $60,000 a year. So I don't know. Everything I've done, I've tried to seek wise counsel, and I've listened to you every day on the way to work. I'm on my way to work now, so you're the drive time hour. I'm impressed. I want to jump in with both feet. It's just I want to take my time, do it the right way, don't lose my money. I don't have a lot of money other than my 401k and a little bit of a savings. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, it sounds like and all of your savings are in your 401k, Dennis?
Yes. Well, I've got, I think, $5,000 or $6,000 in a just a regular savings account I keep for a cushion, but I don't have much else.
Yeah, it looks like what you're going to need to do is, are you still at the same company you were at when you created the 401k?
No, actually, I just changed jobs to a little better job, and they do have the 401k, and they match 5%, but I was listening to what you said about the 401ks and all the fees and all that. So really, you're not getting 5% from them. You're just
By the time you pull it out and pay all the taxes on it and everything else, and it's still, you know, it's not a very large sum of money. I think if you've already left your old employer, you're going to be able to pull that 401k out, and you're going to have to pay the taxes on it, but then you'll have money you can go ahead and buy real estate with. And you want to get out there and get yourself a couple of rent houses right away. I think you have enough money to do that and, you know, make some money.
After 59 and a half, isn't it, do you still have to pay the 10% penalty?
Nope. Not after 59 and a half. You just have to pay income taxes.
Okay. That's seriously what I was thinking about doing, was taking that money and investing that into rental properties. And actually, I've been talking with my sister and brother-in-law there in Illinois. They tried this same thing, and it just didn't work for them. But the thing is, they were renting to people that they knew. And you can't do that.
Oh, no.
Business.
No.
Okay? And they had a really bad experience with it. And now they're kind of leery of what I talked to them about. And I said, well, the thing is, go to the website, look at the, watch the videos, okay? I said, and he talks about all these things that we need to do. You can't, it's got to be a business, man. It can't be a family-funded, you know, friend-funded thing. It's got to be a it's got to be a business.
Yeah, it's not a charity, Dennis. It's not a charity. It's got to make money.
So that's what you think is a direction would be to take that 401k and go ahead and pay the taxes on it, use that to get into a house. And if you start at the first of the year, I'm thinking you wouldn't have to pay actual taxes on it until the next year. So you'd have the whole year to invest and try and get that money back that you're going to have to pay the taxes on, right?
You are correct in that. You do it right now in this year, January, we're in now 17. You wouldn't have to pay taxes until April of 2018 on that money.
Right. Right. And I've got an 836 credit score. So
wow.
That's taken me a lot of years to get too, because back in the day, I mean, I lived for the moment, not for the future. So now I'm paying for that at 60 years old, and I got to do something. I want to retire. I'd love to retire when I'm 70, and that gives me 10 years. And just looking at the model that you made, I can see myself doing that. So hoping to
I can
that
too. And what I need you to do is, whenever possible, is to get to those case studies and meet other people just like yourself. I have a lot of times, Dennis, what happens is people come in and they start out with a 7 to 10 year plan, and then they get going and they figure out it's easier than what they thought it was going to be, and they get excited and they try to nail that down to a 3 or 4 or 5 year plan. That happens all the time. It's momentum. You're going to build momentum as you get into this stuff. So go to those case studies, meet those people, get to know all of the mentors and the staff and the members, and pretty soon all that excitement, all of that knowledge is going to rub off on you, and you're going to be able to just blow up. It's going to be a good thing for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. So, and I did have a conversation with Megan this morning, and I was telling her about so much information on the website. It's kind of hard to take it all in. So she kind of gave me a direction, said start looking at the case studies. Bad thing is I work nights, so I can't get to the weekly case studies that you have going on. But, you know, I'll get there. Some way I'll figure out how to do this.
Well, there's a lot of material on the web, so you'll be able to get through as much of it as you need to get you going.
Yeah, there is a lot. Okay, you give a lot of information, and I'm definitely going through all of it before I make a big decision, like, you know, investing in, you know, $100,000 property or something. So
right.
But
well, let's do two things. Let me get you to do two things. Dennis, let me get you to do two things right away here. Number one, go to one of the mortgage guys and get yourself pre-qualified. That's the first.
Okay.
And second, get out there and find yourself some real estate agents to pull you some deals down that you can take a shot at. Those are the two things. Those are your action steps that you need to take.
All right, great. I appreciate that.
All right, Dennis. Glad you called in. Good luck on your next deal.
All right.
Thanks, thank you. All right. See, there it is, guys. You just got to start. And, you know, unfortunately for Dennis, he's starting at 60. Luckily for me, I started at 27. So I was, you know, all done. Well, actually, 29. I was all done by 34. I was retired. So, you know, it doesn't matter where you started. It matters where you end. And if he can work this out for himself, you know, because he's not going to retire on $70,000 in a 401k. There's no way. You know, by the time he takes taxes out of it, it's only going to be 50 or less. And that isn't going to survive very long, you know, since he makes 60 a year in income. You know, that's 1 year's survival. So you got to get out there and you got to build these passive streams of income. And I think he's done the right thing. If you understand what we do, you know, we educate you on how to do this right so you don't have the downside that he said, whatever his family member tried it, got bad results. You have bad results if you don't have a good map, a good system, business plan. And that's what we try to do. We try to develop that business plan with you so you can do it right from the very beginning. Rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, you've got to have cash flow out of these deals right away. And rule number three, you can't get rich slow. You got to do this stuff fast. You got to get out there and get it done. So those are the things that we're going to want you to know. We're coming up on a break here. Our number is 877-711-5211 if you'd like to call in again. And I want to remind you one more time, January 28th and 29th, David Fisher is going to be teaching out in Atlanta, Buckhead area, the two-day. And if you want to get in on that discount of only $200, you got to go to givemetotalfreedom.com. And you can sign up for David Fisher's two-day in Atlanta. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Our phone lines are open right now. We've got Rod from San Francisco holding through the break. Rod, how can we help you today?
Okay, I have a question, a couple of questions. First of all, I have a property that I'm fixing up right now that'll be done in about 2 weeks. That I've owned since 1988, and I can't sell it because it's too much tax, so I have to do a 1031 exchange. I'm going to get over $200,000, and I was just wondering if you know any place where I could buy a duplex, a decent duplex, on a scenario like that.
Where do you live at, Rod? Oh, San Francisco? Yeah.
I don't live in San Francisco. I live about 30 miles from San Francisco. It's called Castro Valley.
Yeah. So we run into investment properties every day at our group, but you'd have to be a member of our group to get one of those. Other than that, I would say you're just going to have to contact your real estate agents and find something. But there are a lot of things out there, small properties like that you can pick from.
What about any place like Texas? Something like that.
Texas, we got tons of them out here. That's not a problem at all. For $200,000, you're going to be able to buy more than a duplex, though. You're going to be able to buy maybe two or three fourplexes with that.
Okay. Well, that's what I want to do. I want to invest some money. And I even have, you know, quite a bit of equity in my home that I wouldn't mind, you know, putting in also, you know, to get some more property. But at least I'd like to do that. So how would I find out about that? Call somebody in Texas?
You can call our offices in Texas. You can go to our website. We've got a two-day seminar coming up in January 28th and 29th out in Atlanta. But the reason I bring that up is because it's discounted down to only $200, so it pays for the airfare to go there if you want to do that. But if you just contact our office, either by calling our office, and I'll give you our number here, 713-978-6565 is a direct line to our Houston office. And
okay.
Or you can go to our website.
713-978-6565.
6565, yeah.
Okay. What else?
That's it. Just give me give them a call and say you know you're interested. In they'll hook you up with all the information you need. We have tons of information about how you get involved with us.
Okay. Okay, Del. Thanks.
All right, Jack. All right. Good luck, Rod.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Keep listening. Tell your friends.
Okay.
All right. 877-711-5211. We've got John from Sacramento. John, how can we help you today?
How you doing this morning?
Very good, sir.
So I keep hearing the show here. I'm a Sac State right now student. I'm a senior, 29 years old. I'm ex-military, so a lot of my income is untaxable currently. My problem I'm having right now is I've been renting a house. I've been doing this for the past 10 years now, and it's average right now is about $1,550. My current rent is $1,750, and I just feel like I'm just throwing this money away. So my problem is I want to buy, and I want to start getting into real estate and having a passive income, if you will. But the problem is not many people, I can't find any at least, that would I can get a loan, I can secure a loan with. So I'm just curious if you have any suggestions on that may be private side.
Well, John, let's ask, why are you not able to secure a loan? I mean, it's pretty simple, especially if you're looking to buy something for you to live in. That's a pretty simple loan to get. Do you not have any income? Do you have bad income, debt-to-income ratio? Do you have bad credit? What's the problem with the loan?
No, my credit's pretty decent. I'm 755. You know, at 29, it's not too bad. I don't have any debt right now. I have a car loan. That's it. But
and who's telling
that,
you can't? Who's telling you can't get a loan, John?
No, nobody's saying I can't. It's just that I got approved for $100,000, and I'm in Sacramento area. It's pretty hard to do much with the $100,000 there with that, but.
Yeah.
And that was through the VA. So I was just wondering, if there's any other private side that I could possibly look at?
There's lots of other opportunities, John. We don't even use VA. VA is very terrible lending for us. There's so much better lending opportunities out there. Now, what was the VA's terms on that $100,000? Can you tell me?
Not off of hand. I'm sorry about that. I just wasn't prepared.
How much did you have to put down?
Zero.
John, how much did they want you to put down as a down payment?
Zero.
Zero? Okay, well, that's pretty good then. So there's nothing in Sacramento for $100,000. You can buy a doghouse, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty hard for $100,000. It's going to be definitely an investment property that you're going to have to fix up, and then you're going to have to throw a lot more capital into it. So it's kind of like, well, $100,000 is not going to get the job done.
How much money do you have cash-wise to spend?
Liquid, about $10,000.
About $10,000? Okay. What you might be able to do is get a hard money loan to buy one of those fixer-uppers. Get the hard money loan to buy it in to fix it up and get it to appraise like for $200,000, but still get a loan for $100,000 because that's all you're qualifying for. That might work.
Okay.
That's a possibility out there. So you're looking to buy for yourself to live in is what I'm assuming, correct?
Correct. At least if I'm paying a mortgage, I'm paying down some of, you know, the principal on this. So that's exactly what I'm looking to do instead of just paying somebody else's mortgage.
Yeah. Well, in California, you've got the additional benefit of a large amount of appreciation. Give it a try. If you contact our office, we can get you in touch with some vendors that could maybe help you understand better what your options are. Appreciate the call. We're going to have to get off now because we're coming to the end of the show. For the rest of you out there, appreciate you calling in and participating. But remember this. Let's change our idea of what retirement is. It's not a pile of money that the government saves for you or your 401 saves for you. It's an income stream. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.